open. Welcome. This room isn't nearly as crowded as it was yesterday. We will now call to order the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue, and we will start out with a public hearing on House Bill 2970.
To verdict, members of the committee, hopefully for the last time, we'll be seeing that. House Bill 2970. Not last time of this session. Is a bill that started in a certain way and it changed and was cut on stuff. Because a couple of reasons. This is a technical fix that the state treasurer needed in order to be able to implement some of the legislation that was introduced in the previous session about the credit union deposits of public funds and what the requirements would be and the timelines associated with those requirements. And at a certain time, all of this was part of House Bill 2519, and House Bill 2519 stalled in the process when it went to Ways and Means. So House Bill 2970 became the vehicle to give this language to the state treasurer in order to be able to give them the time after the requirements have been met by the institutions to be able to do that. So that's probably one last fix that you have, and you have a state treasurer, I think.
Okay, Michael, come on up and tell us about our next to the last bill this session, hopefully.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, for the record, Mike Salvaggio from the Office of the State Treasurer. 2970A comes to you from the House for a pass 540. It is the Treasury housekeeping bill. It has two general areas of concern. Sections 1 and 2 address the credit union depository. There is a potential shortcoming in the House Bill 3700 relating to how the timeline worked out. 2970A will ensure that we don't enter into a situation in which the triggers for setting up the program are met and then we have insufficient time to actually set up the program. It ensures that we have 6 months to get the program up and running once those triggers happen. The sections 3 through 5 of the bill address a shortcoming in the ORS Chapter 295, which deals with also public depositories. Currently, the state treasurer may offer 90-day grace periods to certain depositories if they meet certain criteria. However, it was found out that once we offer such a grace period, we get off of the track where that we can then go back and impose corrective action if that depository fails to live up to expectations. So this enables us to continuing offering those grace periods and with the knowledge that if it doesn't turn out as expected, we can then take corrective action.
Okay. And this has an emergency clause. Any questions from the committee? Okay. Thank you. We will close the public hearing on House. Anybody else want to talk on this? We will close the public hearing on House Bill 2970 and open a work session on House Bill 2970. Senator Morse.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2970 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morse has moved House Bill 2970 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Telfer, would you like to carry this?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, now we will open a work session on House Bill 2546.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2546A would allow the late filing of a claim for exemption for up to 5 years after the tax year for which the exemption is claimed. This applies to churches, religious, fraternal, child care, educational, senior citizen, or charitable services. The late filing would be permitted by entities that show good cause for having a late filing or public entities. And the revenue impact of this measure is indeterminate. It's not certain how many late filers would take advantage of this opportunity if this measure were passed. And also there's a fiscal impact of no expenditure impact on this measure.
Okay, and committee, this is a bill, a technical bill for the Department of Revenue that we were holding for another purpose that ended up not being needed. We have John Phillips here if anybody needs to talk to him, but we are in work session, and I would entertain a motion.
This is the bill we've already heard.
Yes.
Yes. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2546 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved House Bill 2546 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Hess, would you like to carry this? Okay. Committee, we had a wonderful event last night.
We did.
That was very nice.
This has been a great committee. This may be our last meeting, so it has been a real honor and a pleasure serving with all of you and with our wonderful staff. So with that.
Thank you to the staff.
Yeah. So with that, we are adjourned. Yeah.